This almond tree is no ordinary tree. Planted in the garden of the Le Canet house, Pierre Bonnard would paint it almost every year when it blossomed in springtime. In 1941, Bonnard wrote to his friend Henri Matisse about his need to maintain a constant dialogue with nature. Repeatedly, painting this almond tree was what began this ongoing dialogue. At least three versions of this motif are known today. The most recent of them dates back to 1945 and is conserved at the Centre Pompidou. The one you see here was painted in 1930. As with other versions, the almond tree occupies nearly the entire canvas, filling it with its majestic explosion of blossoms. The brushstrokes are light, airy, and rapid. They convey the blooming nature of spring. The white blossoms open out across the entire surface of the canvas and give a billowy snow effect to the work. Moreover, the magnificence of the springtime blossoms is reminiscent of the iconic Japanese cherry blossoms. With its incredible white and pink flowers, this almond tree dresses up a waning winter and heralds the reawakening of nature. Bonnard thus portrays the splendor of this tree, which symbolizes both immortality and solidity, but which is also, according to ancient legend, a gift from the heavens and proof of eternal love. By painting this tree, Bonnard transposes reality while foreshadowing the post-modernity that he would later tend towards, where color and the surface of the canvas would play a predominant role.